Chapter 7. Just pretend you don't see us. We follow her for the next 30 minutes all the way to her house. It's a good thing there's a full moon because this town doesn't have any streetlights. We keep a safe distance. We only whisper. We duck into the shadows whenever Cinderella turns around. We're really good at this sneaky thing. I bet we could be spies when we grow up. We'd be the cool brother and sister team that gets to go to exotic places like New York or Japan to steal nuclear power secrets. They'll make a movie about us. It'll be called, Why Are You People Following Me? Oops. Cinderella is glaring at us from her porch, her hands on her hips. We're not following you, I squeak. Yes, you are. You followed me all the way from the palace. No, we... I stop in mid-sentence. We are following her. I'm not sure what to say. We need to use your house, Jonah says. There's a public bathroom 3 blocks over, Cinderella says. No, so we can go home, I say. What? Who are you? I'm Abby, and this is my brother Jonah. Don't you have your own house? She asks. We do, but we need to use yours to get back to it. I don't understand, she says. Anyway, I can't let you in. My stepmother is really strict, and if I don't listen to her, I get into trouble. Your stepmother is still at the ball, I say. We'll be in and out before she gets home. Yeah, Jonah pipes up. But even if you did get into trouble, it won't be for long, 'cause you're going to marry the prince. Her eyes widen. Excuse me? Uh-oh. Jonah, no! Jonah turns to me, cheeks reddening. What? Was I not supposed to tell her? Cinderella steps down from the porch. Why would you say I was going to marry the prince? I don't see what the big deal is, Jonah says to me. Why shouldn't she know her future? He grins at Cinderella. You were at the ball, right? You danced with the prince, and he thinks you're the prettiest girl around. You're going to get married. But I don't understand, she sputters. How would he find me? He'll never recognize me. Even my own stepmother and stepsisters didn't recognize me. I sigh. Since the cat is out of the bag, I guess there's no reason to keep it all a secret. You dropped your shoe, right? He picked it up. Tomorrow, he's going to make an announcement that he's going to marry the person who fits the shoe. He sends his assistant to make every girl in the kingdom try it on. It only fits you. A slow smile spreads across Cinderella's face. Seriously? Seriously, I say. You're going to be a princess, and then you'll get married and be his queen. Well, at first you'll just be a princess, but eventually you'll get to be queen once his dad... You know, no need to be morbid. Anyway, my point is that even if your stepmother is ticked off at you for a few days, it won't matter in the long run. Squee! Cinderella squeals. That is absolutely the best news ever! I can't believe the prince picked up my slipper! It was lucky, I say. It probably would have been luckier if the prince had caught up with her, but who am I to judge? One day I'll be a judge, but not yet. It's also lucky that it only fits you. They're perfectly molded to my feet. She lifts the remaining shoe so that it's eye level. See? And there it is, right in front of me. The infamous glass slipper. Can I hold it? I ask breathlessly. Sure, she says, and passes it to me.
Whoa.
It's heavier than I thought, and it's really made of glass, completely see-through. It feels like I'm holding one of my parents' for-company-only wine glasses, but it's a shoe, a really high-heeled shoe. I'm not sure how she even walked in them. And they're tiny, too, for an adult, or an almost adult, anyway. I'm guessing she's about 16. The weird thing about the shoe? There are toe marks where the toes go. This shoe was perfectly molded to fit Cinderella's foot. I guess that makes sense for the story. If they were just a size 5, then other girls with size 5 feet could fit in them too. I hand it back. I really don't want to drop it by accident. Why didn't the glass slipper disappear like the rest of the stuff? Jonah asks. My fairy godmother changed the dress and coach and horses from something else, Cinderella explains. But she gave me the shoes as a gift. The slippers are made just for me, you know. High heels, I say. What? I wave my hand. Never mind. Anyway, how do you know what's going to happen to me? Cinderella asks. Are you some type of fairy?
No, Jonah says, but we're in a fairy tale.
She scrunches her nose. Does that mean a fairy told you what happens to me?
Well, kind of, I say.
A fairy tale told us what happened. Close enough.
Can we come in? We don't have much time. We need to get moving before your family gets home.
All right, Cinderella says and unlocks the door. We step into a fancy foyer. Not as fancy as the palace, but still fancy. The tiles on the floor are checkerboard, black and white. There's a big couch, a love seat, chairs, a fireplace, and a wood grandfather clock up against the wall. There's a lit chandelier above us and a big rectangular mirror right by the entranceway. Let's try it, I say. Cinderella, stand back. We definitely can't take you home with us. That would mess up your life for sure. Jonah knocks. Once, twice, thrice. Nothing.
Boo. How many other mirrors do you have in the house?
My stepmother has one in her room, and my stepsisters have two. That's it. But why do you need to use a mirror to get home? Where do you live? I don't understand. Neither do we, I say. But that's the way the magic works. Why do we need a mirror to get home? Why did you have to leave the ball by midnight? Magic is weird, she says. Let's go. On the second floor, there are two rooms and another staircase.
Where's your room? I ask Cinderella.
She points up. The attic. Let's start in my stepmother's room. She throws the door open and motions to the large mirror by her bed. I knock. Once, twice, thrice. Nothing.
Arr!
I say. There's a noise outside. It's a carriage. Look who it is, Cinderella says with a smirk. My stepmother and stepsisters returning from the ball. Wait until I tell them what you told me. My mouth goes dry.
No, no, no. You can't say anything to them.
Why not? You said it's going to happen. Were you not telling me the truth?
I was telling you the truth, but who knows what will happen if you say something. What if they try to stop it? What if they mess something up? You have to keep it a secret. Promise me you'll keep it a secret.
Okay, okay, she grumbles. If you think I have to.
We have to hurry, Jonah says. We don't want them to see us, right?
Let's go. To the stepsister's room. One of those mirrors had better work.
Abby, what if they don't? How will we get home?
I don't know. Last chance, here we go.